Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, baby, I want to feel more open. Uh-huh. I want to feel more open in life. You know, now I'm opening up.
What do you want?
And I'm wondering, maybe we could try this with another girl. You mean?
What do you mean? Just like a threesome?
Yeah.
A threesome.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Honey, open. I did that all in my 20s.
What?
I had like a guy.
What do you mean?
A guy. Uh-huh. And then like I had, at one point I had like a guy and a girl.
Uh-huh.
And then at a point I had like three gay guys, but they
what?
Were circus acrobats. I
oh, okay.
did like the girl, yeah. guy, girl combo classic.
Tell me more.
I did the girl, guy, girl, guy. And with the dog watching in the corner.
Oh, oof.
Yeah.
Oof, oof. Okay.
I've done all that. I now want a normal, committed relationship with you where I jump on you and demand sex whenever I want. Oh, there was also that time with, like, that girls' volleyball team.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
This is reality, gays.
I hate her.
Oh. I wish we could have done that with you just wearing those stupid heart
and those glasses.
Sunglasses, trying to have a serious conversation.
Actually, I loathe both of them.
Actually, his ass is showing this episode, and it's gross.
I don't even
Not his
know.
Real ass. That's nice.
I don't even know anymore what's real. I
think he's 100% using her.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of been thinking that anyway, but it feels even more solidified. I don't think he loves her.
But the fact that she says, I've already done all that.
I almost wonder.
But he hasn't.
I almost wonder, what if they actually broke up and they're not together anymore and they just want to use each other?
That's what it feels like. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm just saying this is real. Is it fair of her to say, no, I've done all that. I don't want any of that anymore.
It's not.
Yeah.
We know. I know gay men who are older, who are with young guys, and guess what? They're either in an open or a poly relationship because they're like, he wants to go like to a bathhouse and get fucked and do all that stuff I did in my 20s, and I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah. But
that's normal.
But she's saying she doesn't want him
to
do
that. She's not going to, no, because she wants a matchbox of her own.
Don't equate her with... No. Audrey. She is not Audrey.
She is not Audrey. But this is Reality Gays, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Reality Gays.
This is Reality Gays. I'm Maddie.
And it's 2024. And I'm
Year
Poodle.
Of the Whore. Mm-hmm. It, y'all, it's your time. We're going to tell you right now. If you're sitting at home, just touching yourself with Doritos fingers again, it's not. This is the year where you can get out there.
Get out there and meet men in a bar who may or may not sell roses.
Yes, get that dick. Yeah. Oh, that was about me.
Oh, yeah. Nine.
But yes, go out there. Get that dick, but, not in an alley.
But remember,
which actually
don't go below a five.
Don't go below a five, apparently.
Choose. You got to remember, it's all about surveying the room. I have a feeling that if you had surveyed that room.
I don't want to look at people. I'm scared.
No, but I'm saying, remember, it's all about knowing what's the best I could do, but what's the best I could do in this room? And seeing yourself objectively.
Yeah, but I've already told you, I don't have a good sense of self-worth. I'm an Enneagram 2.
Yeah, it's easy to push you around. We're going to, you know what? That's why you need me in Enneagram 4 to tell you, okay, you're this, they're higher up on the scale than you
but
are.
But you don't tell me the whole story. You just tell me the little tidbits, and then you throw me out there, and then I crash and burn. And like in a movie, you go, yeah, I didn't tell him about that
And then
part.
It's, I know it's going to be a great story. Yeah. Or you like the same person that I kind of like, so I throw
that
you, I throw
never
you off,
happens.
I throw you off the scent.
That never happens. We have never once liked
that's
the same
true.
Person.
That's true.
Like ever.
At that's why we're
not that
we're
you have bad
friends.
Taste. Like you, I think, have fine
taste. That's why we're still friends.
Yeah. You have fine taste unless they. I'm not attracted to murderers. Which, by the way, y'all, we're going to talk about salt churn this episode.
I have never slept with a murderer that I know of.
I wouldn't put it past you. Salt churn's coming up this
other
episode.
Other crimes? Yes.
Yes. Raise your hand if you've had someone you've dated in jail.
It's happened before.
I'm not raising my hand.
People are incarcerated.
And
I'm not going to judge anyone.
Wasn't he a drug dealer?
He may have carried some drugs at one time.
And not like pot, y'all. It was like meth and cocaine.
Cocaine. I'm a little bit about meth. Thank you. Come on.
All right, everybody.
Before we do that,
y'all go to our Instagram, look at our timey poll.
We're having
a contest to name Timey 2. Go to
naming,
our Instagram.
Naming Timey.
I'm adding one. I'm stalling for you. I'm going quickly through the announcements. So Timey 2. And don't forget, listen to our Bicurious. It's in the RG Plus at the $5 tier. So that's not on Apple, just on Patreon and Supercast at the $5 tier. You can listen to our emergency Bicurious episode of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City finale.
Oh, I realized someone sent it to me. I'll just look at it that way.
This is riveting.
How dare you? Ooh, that guy's hot.
Oh, God, I'm never going to see
that's
this.
That's Captain Jason Chambers.
Oh, God, I don't know who that is. Oh, is that from Down Under?
Yeah, below deck, Down Under.
Okay. And
okay, you're
showing me something.
Okay, this is Jeremy Allen White's Calvin Klein shoot.
Who's Jeremy Allen White?
From The Bear.
Oh. Wow, he's very, very ripped.
He's so hot.
He's pretty hot. Wait, go back to the one where he's in his underwear so I can see his junk. You didn't show me the best one. Not on the black one, the white one. Let me see. Oh, he's got a dick in there. Hold on, there's more.
He's got a dick in there.
Yeah, there's a dick in. Oh, wow.
Okay.
You even show me the best one.
Okay.
Again, that's poodling. You are not poodling. That's poodle.
Okay, here. This
you
is
don't
the better
tell part. Me the whole
the video.
Thing.
Get it closer so they can hear it.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. They just crotch shot. I mean, I just watched Iron Claw, and his body is like, I mean, it's incredible.
Isn't it hot as shit?
Good for him. He was always so good and Shameless. Good for him.
I kind of wanted you to lecho over a little more, but that's fine. Good for him. I'm proud of him.
You know why I'm not super attracted to him? It's he looks like Amar. He looks like a lot of my cousins and family members. You have leched over my family members. He looks literally, if I show you a younger picture of my Uncle Leonard, he looks like my Uncle Leonard. So he looks like somebody in my family.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Hey, I'm not the one.
Yeah, you could be his brother for sure.
I've got Peterson blood. He looks like a lot of the Mars side. I have some Mar, but he just reminds me of
somebody. Which one gave you the chambered neck?
That's a Mar thing. Okay. It's a Mar thing, and I have Mar eyes.
I don't think he has one of those.
No. Actually, he kind of does, actually. If you look at him, he could totally have the same surgery. He has large saliva glands, you can tell.
Well, you ruined that for me.
Well, he does. I think he's like, his body's great, but I mean, his face is fine.
His face is gorgeous.
It's not for me. It's not for me.
You,
I don't, this
you're
is why
wrong.
I, no. I'm
you're
right.
No.
This is why I'm right, because this is why we never fight over the same man. You should be glad that I don't desire him. Or that I don't think that Jacob Ellerge is cute.
Ellery.
Well,
Jacob Elordi.
Is he not related to Linda?
Jacob Elordi.
I thought he was related to Linda.
Not Ellerby.
Oh.
Jacob Elordi.
Whatever.
You don't think Jacob Elordi is hot?
No, he's gorgeous. I'm kidding.
I was going to say, you need to get your fucking eyes you checked along with your teeth.
Yeah, he's hot.
What do you think about, we're going to talk about Barry Keoghan and mm-hmm. Saltburn the moment. Uh-huh. I was not attracted to Barry Keoghan at all until this movie. And now I can't get enough.
Oh, you might have to process that. This is what we're going to talk about it later.
A lot of our sissies have the same response.
But this is what I'm going to tell you. Don't you ever tell me that you're not going to watch a spinoff of Extreme Sisters or Smothered because it grosses you out again.
Wait, this movie grossed you out?
I won't hear it.
This movie was not gross to me.
We'll talk about it, but it's got some fucked up shit. And I don't ever want to hear it again.
Oh, I was into it all.
Exactly. So next time you start to open your mouth and bitch, I'm going to tell you to hush.
I was into it. I was into it big
time.
I
know you were. I know you were. All right. We got that going on. Let's see. We've got our contest. We've got...
tour dates announced for the If You Can Dream It tour by the end of January. Stop asking us. I promise that you will know as soon as we know, and we will announce it so you can get your credit card. And
I told you if we said something, people would ask.
Yeah, you were right.
You just get excited. You get so excited.
I do.
Anything else?
You're welcome for that Salt Wives, the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
I talked about that while you were looking for the video.
Okay, fine.
So I think we've done everything. I had mentioned last episode my friend Damona Hoffman's book. I already talked about that. F the Fairy Tale.
Let's jump in.
You're just sitting here in your Julie sweatshirt under your Barbra Streisand rug like every red-blooded American man.
I'm just wearing my morning after pills sweatshirt. I'm a big proponent of Julie.
I am, especially this day and age.
We did ads about it.
They canceled them, but I think, you know.
I don't care.
I don't know if they're still,
I still support them.
I will say, I'm like halfway through now of listening to it. You really, I think, would like the Barbra Streisand book because she goes in detail about...
her reproductive health?
No, about... well, yeah, she does talk about it. But she goes in detail about how they crafted songs. Like, literally, playing, what the original melody was. And then
oh, wow.
About how it's really a detail in the art. You would love it.
I'll have to...
Anyway,
I've got an extra 48 hours.
I was going to say, I'll finish in 2026.
Let's jump in.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a brain fart or something.
Aneurysm.
We're just going to get up. We're
Nikki
gonna get...
and Justin, I cannot wait till they're off my TV screens.
I don't look forward to seeing them either. I'm ready for the
And they're going to be... she's going to be awful she's going to be trying to get her reality moment on the reunion.
She's going
to
be chicanying. On the tell-all and trying to get in everybody's business. Did you see that? This doesn't give a spoiler because you haven't watched it yet, but Monica from Salt Wives, she's commenting on her Instagram and trying to just get in the fray like she's some huge reality star.
And turned out she wasn't.
Turned out. So Nikki and Justin, I can't say that word, Justin.
Igor.
Igor are packing to leave. And she's like,
she wants to leave the winery because I had the sex friend.
I wonder how many men have said
that. She's feeling betrayed because he had sex friends.
Yes. They're driving down the highway.
Don't turn back because I'm not your sugar mama. Don't get with those bitches.
Hot sunglasses.
I really hate it how she keeps... She just refers the other women he knows, even though she doesn't know them, that they're bitches.
Yeah.
It's so awful.
It's pretty awful. And tracks.
And that's when he says, he misreads the room horrifically.
Or if you like it, we can try another girl.
And that's when the
And he smiles.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a misread anymore. I'm not going to give him that anymore. He's done this too many times. Not nobody, but I don't think he's that, what's the word, obtuse or?
Dense.
Dense, yes. I don't think that's the case. I think at this point, he actually is trolling her a little bit because she even says, it's like he wants to make me jealous.
I disagree. I think... This is his way of, he cannot understand what she wants. I think what she wants is incredibly vanilla and heteronormative. And
yes.
I don't think he, that's, I don't
But
think,
she talks about sex all the time and makes sexual innuendos, yes. So then he thinks she wants to be dirty but, or
And
deviant.
I don't think he ever thought being with this woman would be that. Mm-hmm. And I think he has... in his head created this reality where he's going to be more adventurous sexually. And I think he is trying to solve their problem by saying, so you don't want me to have sex friends. What if we're with another girl together? Mm-hmm. I honestly think in his really kind of primitive, sheltered way, he is trying to make her happy.
But the timing of it. Really? He's that dense of... And
yes,
maybe it's just
I
editing,
think so.
But you just leave from a fight where she said you had sex and you bring that up. It
yeah.
just seems really, really dumb.
I agree.
I mean, maybe he is that stupid.
But
doesn't
he
seem like a brainiac.
He does say it's just sex. We can have fun. And it's so interesting that she sees... It's obvious that she did... things that were sexually adventurous, not because she wanted to, because she had to, and there's trauma from
well,
it.
Well, she's a sex worker.
Right.
We know
so
that.
there's obviously sexual trauma for her with anything that is sexual.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like and he thinks that she wants to live that she wants to live even just more kinky life.
Mm-hmm.
Because she talks about it in a way that is like she did, like I was with a guy and a girl and blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. And it's like they could not be speaking. Yes, they speak different languages, but they speak differently. She wants to control their lives. So she is not hurt and trauma is not put on her more. And he just wants to come to America and
be famous.
To, yeah.
And have her pay for his plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd have rather in this case.
At this point, it almost maybe, I don't know. Maybe I feel like my antenna seems a little more because of life after lockup, which y'all last week's episode of life.
Holy shit.
But I'm like, are you, I know it's his, he is from Moldova, so we know how kind of masculine, misogynist, and we're going to get that later, the culture can be, but is he like, I don't know, is he, when he's talked about his own sexuality, like maybe he's not fully straight, maybe he's like.
I think he would never agree with you, but that's possible because he sees Nikki now as a woman.
But he keeps talking about her masculine side, her masculine energy. And it's just a little bit of like, is it his culture that's so pushing back from that? Or is it because me think thou doth protest too much? Like it
I
challenges.
I don't think he's
I don't think so. I'm offering.
I'm trying to understand what you're trying
now
to
that
say,
Chance is fucking a man. I don't know what's happening.
Are you trying to say that he may be potentially bisexual?
Maybe he is potentially, yeah.
But he has such an aversion to
it. I'm sorry. Potentially.
Yeah. He has such an aversion to it. And that's something he is like, that seems to be separating him from her. Like, that's causing the distance.
And that, to me, if that's causing the distance, is it not even just about her? I'm just saying, I don't know. Is it just because of what he's raised in? Or because there are a lot of, you know, it's not homophobia, or maybe it is, but, you know, a lot of times it's, and then there's truth to it. Like the kid that made fun of gay kids when they were young.
Yeah.
Is the adult that ends up being gay when they're older.
I guess what I'm saying is if he was potentially bisexual, that the masculinity that she experiences during that would turn him on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of off.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he would be.
That's true.
He would be questioning it more.
Mm-hmm.
But he talks to his friend Yvonne. Oh, she calls her mom. She calls,
I said Ivan.
But Yvonne, that's how it would
be. Oh, that's how they say it? Yeah. Yeah, she talks to her mom first. That mom, if you're looking on the intimate portrait, this is how she talked to her. Hi, honey. Like, my neck just cracked, actually, when I did that. That phone is up
Someone taught her that that's a good angle for her.
Nikki taught her that. Yeah. Mom, that's your angle. It takes away your double chin. So she's like, hi, honey. That's got to be uncomfortable.
It's just, it feels like.
That's going to be you when you're 80.
Yeah. It feels like every time Nikki explains what she wants in a relationship, we go back to the 50s.
Yeah. Welcome to the 50s. It's very antiquated and binary.
Yeah. And it's still shocking to me that a person who identifies as trans, who has lived as a trans person since she was a teenager and has experienced life as someone who is living queer for so long can embrace this binary so much.
But I think above her own past trauma and everything, remember, this is someone who's lived a lot in stealth too.
Yeah.
So I don't really, you know, there's a difference of, there's, you know, it makes me, I don't know how involved she is in the LGBTQ community. And just it's that thing of just because someone is one of those things doesn't mean they're actually in the community of it.
That's true.
And she was self. So, you know, that's not someone really living in the community.
I guess I'm thinking she's a performer, like as Nikki Exotica. So mm-hmm. she performs mostly for queer audiences.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying what
because what does she feel like is, I this is what I'm trying to say. I think when you feel like you're part of the LGBT community, you don't have to, but I think a lot of people I know, you feel a bit of loyalty to that community and that you need to, and that there's you, and that you want to show up not only for yourself, but for community. I don't think Nikki thinks about community at all. She's thinking about herself.
Well, and I agree with that. Then you get him talking to his friend, and they say things that are even not just the 50s, like the 30s.
Or more like, caveman, hit her over the head and grab her by the hair.
The women are naturally manipulative. You need to display your masculine
side. Manipulative. You're right. Yes.
Well, it's almost like, I feel like that's part of what turns her on about him sometimes.
Yeah.
Is the way he thinks about women, and she can like kind of like flare up and be against it.
Oh, that's been established.
But she loves that part of him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Libby and Andre. She loves that kind
of. Who is from the same area. Yeah.
And I don't know. I just don't want to talk about them anymore.
They're going to. Okay, well, we can move on. Fine by me.
No, I'm saying I don't want to talk about them anymore. I want them done. I find I don't think this, I don't think a lot of things connect here because there's so much audacity with this story. Part of me thinks they're doing it just for the fame. Like they don't even, they don't, they like the relationship ended and they don't care anymore.
All of the fashion, all of the fame. Baby, you're gonna remember my name. Gonna love you who you are. Ooh, ooh, ooh. RuPaul, y'all.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. I gotta say, maybe you're not. I, one of the couples I am enjoying, I still am enjoying Ashley Manuel.
I think,
especially now that the friend's in this episode.
Me too. I think this is still a very interesting story.
Yes.
She still exhausts me.
I love her.
Of course, because you'd be her friend.
Oh, 100%. 100%. We do tarot. I love it.
I think this is, there's a lot to talk about with this couple.
Well, and it's, I think a lot of the issues that are happening are real. And I think that I said at first that, and I'm starting to soften because I was a little suspect of him. And I still am a little bit, but I do think he does care about her. And
I think
it was good for them to bring, it was good for her and good for them to show his friend, because his friend is able to get,
is hot,
is real hot.
His friend Jonathan is hot.
You see his tattoo. Yes. But his friend is able to get him to show a little bit of humanity. And we haven't got to, we saw that from him on the beach.
It's not their normal adversarial relationship. You start to see, because Manuel with her has to be a certain type of character. Because in a way, that's what she wants. Mm-hmm. She wants the kink of him being kind of a grump and them fighting, and so they can make up and have sex.
Well, that's normal. I think a lot of times in relationships, we don't know people that well. But that's how it works. Mm-hmm. You don't know, but you're getting to learn someone.
Yeah, they had never spent any time, remember, alone, really.
And yes.
They'd figure that out.
And this is, I can't imagine when you're farther apart, but even when you're together, the first 3 or 4 months, you're falling in love with the projection someone puts in front of you.
Yep, that's true.
You are not falling for desire with the real person.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen, hopefully, if you're lucky and they're authentic. That doesn't start to happen until like 3-4 months in.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Even then.
Poodle and I have both been there. Well, you've never done really 3 months, like in your 20s. Like
3 months was when things would fall apart for me.
It would be like, I'm out of here. But no.
I just ghost the fuck out of them.
But still, but we've been in situations though where you're like, yeah. And then you go, this is not the person I signed up
for. Cut them loose.
And so I think they're having both
clean up on aisle four.
Because I don't know if they have different values, but I actually think they both have valid points in this episode, and I don't think either of them are acting irrationally. They might act reactive, but not irrationally.
I think the biggest thing that I saw is that their value system could not be more different.
I disagree. I think
I think maybe
we're seeing it coming together.
Here's why. Jonathan says, you need to tells him, you need to find the balance between, tells her, spending and saving. And then he says, she's like, well, we've sent money twice in 2 months. And then Ashley says, and they're lucky that they've gotten that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that's a core value, and I don't think she's.
I think when it comes to money, they both have very different ways. On other things, I think they agree. But when it comes to money, they could not be further apart from how they think about money. Yes.
And I think that's enough to break people up.
Oh, that's the number one reason a divorce is money, y'all. We all know that.
When she said, this is so interesting, and I think this is the thing that may bother him the worst about her, that she says, I feel like the money I spend on myself could be spent helping his family. But the problem is that guilt helps her think she's a good person. No one else.
Mm-hmm.
It's virtue signaling.
Possibly. Jumping ahead too.
That kind of, like when someone says that, oh, I feel guilty about it, but you're not doing anything about it. You're always going to have a problem with it. So it just sounds like you're saying it because you want people to think you're a good person because you feel guilty.
Yeah.
And that's empty. Mm-hmm. And someone like Manuel hates that.
But I think also she also would like, he's not giving her any validation for the sacrifices that she has made for him.
Yeah.
He is looking at this like, I'm the only one who's sacrificed in this. you're doing nothing.
Yeah.
And that, so she just wants someone, you can see they're both talking to Jonathan, want someone to see them. But before, we're jumping ahead. Before that, though, he gives him a soccer jersey, which is hot to me, because then I just think of sports and I think of just them playing soccer. And when I say,
soccer's the least sexual sport.
What fucking planet are you on?
No, I'm talking about the act of dive
for the ball and then they actually grab a soccer player and their shorts fall down. There's just porn pages.
What video
just
are you
soccer
watching?
Player, football player's ass.
I'm just saying. I've said the sport itself and the play of soccer has nothing because they're not never touching each other.
They're not supposed to, but sometimes right. It happens.
But I'm saying it's not like football.
And then they
or
score the goal, and they just
which
fucking
is much more contact.
I disagree.
I think the uniforms and all of the style of it, yes, but I'm saying physically it is by far the least sexy sport.
Sissy, do you get turned on by soccer games? Come at us. Let me
you
know.
You can be turned on by soccer players, not the actual play of soccer.
Score!
That's not what they say.
Goal! Touchdown, I don't know. So they're chatting, and he's like, yeah, I listen to her yap like a parrot. And Ashley says, why don't y'all go? I think you go get out of the house. And so she did this because she said, I want him to be cheered up. And she's like, I actually remember this too. When I left Italy, like after day 10 of Italy, I was like, I'm ready to hear English again. And she was like, I know he probably just wants to speak Spanish fluently.
What did you think when Manuel told Jonathan, we have our problems, but I like fighting now? In other words, I think that way, if we get this out, we can manage it. And later on, it's going to be smooth.
Mm.
I'd never That gave us some insight into the way he's thinking.
That's what made me think that, oh, I think he does care for her.
Yeah.
And he's invested in this relationship. I also think he likes to fight, though.
Yeah.
I think maybe even more than her, because he'll say things. He's like a teaser and a kidder.
No. Yeah. And I think
he gets off on it, and then they fuck.
I think it's less he gets off on it. I think that's how this is not necessarily healthy, but it's how a lot of people get away. I think that's how he shows affection.
Yeah. Yeah.
That may not be your preferred way. It's not mine. But that's, and it seems like that builds up enough for them to keep that chemistry going. And it's definitely, I guarantee you, I think she's probably had abusive relationships in her past.
Maybe,
because it's what she seems to be led to. Her friends and family say that she's had just horrible ones in the past.
I think also it shows I think he's emotionally immature.
Yeah,
because I think
for
that's
sure.
a younger thing you think, because I know you say that's not your preferred way now. I remember you dating people in your 20s.
Oh, yeah.
You like to fight. Like,
yeah.
Even I, when I was younger, you kind of feel like that. The tug of war, the pull and pull.
Yeah.
You kind of, I don't know why. Why are we, when we're younger, we think that's what relationships are supposed to be like?
We need excitement instead of spending
home. We just need heightened.
Yeah, spending time at home, yeah.
So I think you're right. I think that is, in a weird way, how he shows love. Now, and he's talking about how much stuff she has. And he thinks that she has way too much stuff, and he judges it. Like, he thinks that's a wrong way for her to live her life.
That's why I'm talking about values. I think they just could not be further apart.
I think, though, with money. I think they both care about family. I think they both want to be close to each other's family. I think they want to be involved in family.
Yeah.
Because she brings up a good point later. I kind of agree with her. I'm sorry, but if I'm giving you money for your family, then you fucking tell them about me.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
I would make that... And if not, I'm not giving him money.
Yeah.
That
is something she needs to follow through with.
But I'm saying not in an angry way.
Mm-hmm. Not in a way I'm taking back my money if you don't let me meet my family.
Well, to her credit, I think she does come to him at times not heightened and not emotional, and he completely will dismiss her at first and say, you're yapping to me like a parrot or whatever, and then he, like you said, he needs her to elevate and go, rah, 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 yeah, to get him off, and then they fuck it out. We're going to see that literally. That was hilarious on next week's episode where you just hear them fucking in the bathroom. That was great.
I just see both of them really as people who are just, you know, the like a horse and like a thing that a horses go around. It just, the trenches get deeper and deeper because both of them are in the same pattern and both of them won't get out of it.
Maybe she's, you know, she is maybe not in some ways, but at least when it comes to relationship, what maybe, you know, maybe she's emotionally mature immature as well, because don't you think they act like the relationship is like kids in high school?
Yeah.
It very much is similar to that.
So later on,
someone's here because they just honked the horn loud.
She basically says later on, they're talking about finding balance between spending and saving. And that's when they're talking about sending money.
Jonathan really likes her. He's like, she's one of the best women in the world. And like, so he seems to be praising her, but that's where she says, I'm giving it to his family, and yet he's keeping me separated. And I don't love Ashley's tone. She's like, I pay all this on my own. And like you said, it was very,
and
like,
then I brought you here on my back.
Yeah. But that is her. I think they both don't feel appreciated for their sacrifices from one. They think the other person doesn't care about that. And they both are just wanting, because they both go to Jonathan like, do you see my point? Because they don't.
Yeah.
And yeah. Jonathan's just like, yeah, I just want to have sex with men. Right? Is that, that's what I heard. Is
that's
that
what
you
I heard?
Okay, just making sure. Okay. Ooh. God.
Yeah, I just.
It's big, right?
Yeah.
Just like a, oof, I just, sneaky snake.
I can't imagine them being together for a long time. I feel like they could make it work a couple of years. And
well, he refuses again to go to therapy.
Yeah.
And I think they'll get married. I think even possibly they'll have children.
Oh,
but if he, but
I think there will be a time where she'll give up.
I think after like 5 years of this relationship, she's going to feel like he doesn't give a shit about her.
Yeah.
And he's going to think that she's just a naggy bitch.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, he's never going to leave her because this is his version of a relationship works this way.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to do a lot of, I actually think, and I've said this before, but it really is, even Manuel actually is the one who has to change a lot more than she does.
No, and I think he kind of hates women.
I think
we saw his mom. We saw all the women in his life have not really.
That's a good point. I mean,
and so I feel like
she's against something else besides them.
I think she will have to have done with him, and it will get to a point where, and she'll have spent a lot of years trying to see things from his way.
He's probably not going to be very involved in child raising.
No. This is...
You can't...
She does not need a man like this.
It's kind of a bit the same thing with Nikki. You can't put your cultural expectations on someone from a completely different culture.
It's also that the thing that she sees in him are her own insecurities. Instead of seeing someone who's good for her and helps her find and helps her nurture parts of hers that aren't really healthy,
mm-hmm.
she chooses someone who emphasizes the unhealthy in her. And that's terrible.
Well, I think it's a lot of self-help. Maybe she's an Enneagram too as well.
No, I would die. She's a four. She's my people. sad to say.
You know, someone who would fuck in a public bathroom, that's your people.
She's a four. She's a four. Or thinks she is. She would actually say she might be a six. Anyway, moving on. You know what time it is now?
What?
Salt
Fern.
All right, let's talk about it.
I saw this movie in the theater.
Okay. You see it by yourself or with other people? Did they enjoy it as well?
I saw it with my gentleman friend.
Did he enjoy it as well?
He loved it.
Okay.
During some of the scenes, the three scenes that everyone else, people...
By the way, if you haven't seen the movie and you're like...
Fast forward this.
Fast forward it because we're going to talk about it. So spoilers ahead.
Spoiler alert. Spoilers ahead.
I'm proud of us. Usually we don't say that.
I know. I loved this film. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Emeril Fennell, the director. I love Promising Young Woman, her first movie, or her previous film, I should say.
She's really, which it boggles me that you haven't seen The Fucking Crown, because she's fantastic in that. She plays...
the director, yeah. No, she's also an actor.
She plays Camilla.
Yeah. Oh,
she
really?
Plays Camilla Parker Bowles. She's fucking fantastic.
I didn't know. I'm so behind. I watched like some of the first season and
she's
then I just...
She's middle Camilla.
Oh. Anyway, I'm a huge fan of hers.
I haven't finished The Crown yet. I've been
the cast is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
The what you need to know is this is a kind of like the Talented Mr. Ripley tale.
Yeah.
Although, like, it's not a perfect movie. I definitely think it's not a perfect film. But it was sumptuous and beautiful to watch. It's a very smart film. It's beautifully shot.
My favorite thing was the cinematography.
Yeah.
That's the best part of the whole
film.
It is very good.
And also it makes a star out of Barry Keoghan if he wasn't already.
Yeah, it gives me, I feel like it has obviously talented, very much. It's, the story is nothing new. It is talent. I mean, this story isn't something new, but we've seen this story before, but it gives me Talented Mr. Ripley and a little bit of American Psycho vibes. Like, because there's a little bit of, I found myself going back and rewatching just the camera work. Cinematography is beautiful.
Were you surprised at the twist?
Not the very last one. When he fucked the grave, that didn't surprise me at all.
No. The twist of
No, I knew he was going to kill him in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
No, I'm saying, but that he did all of it to get where he was.
Yeah, no, that did not surprise me. I think that's why I took like I felt very American Psycho, like it was all of his own.
Yeah,
it was great the way it was shown, but it wasn't like a. I think some people were like, "Oh, it's like Gone Girl," and I'm like, I didn't get that vibe from it. For me, I didn't know the woman that was in Gone Girl that was in this movie
Rosamund
is
Pike.
British. I thought she was from the U.S. I didn't know what's her name was from the U.S. either, or from was British either. The one that played the weird cousin with all the makeup, with the hair. Who looked like Helena Bonham Carter's sister?
That's
Carrie
Mulligan.
I didn't know she was British. I thought she was from the U.S. Who knew?
Please stop talking.
No, I didn't know.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Rosamund Pike is a fantastic actress.
She was great. What's his name who played the father was wonderful?
Richard Grant.
Yeah. What was that independent movie he was in? It was so fucking good. He played a gay guy.
It's the one with Melissa McCarthy.
That movie was great.
Yeah. I Know Who Killed Me.
Oh, that was a great film.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the
but
film.
But no, I enjoyed it. But I wasn't like, that didn't surprise me.
Yeah.
At all.
I loved the imagery when they were having that party. It was all very, like he wore the stag, like bottom, like from Midsummer Night's Dream. And they were,
I mean, it's a poodle chemistry movie, y'all. It's queer as fuck.
It really is.
It's like, I didn't know at first who directed it. And I was like, is the gay guy direct this?
No.
She might as well be at this point.
Did you like it?
I did. It's not like it wasn't like my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah.
And it's, again, I don't, it's not probably a movie I would have seeked out because I don't love movies where everyone is terrible. You know, I like to have somebody to root for.
Oh, see, honey, it's a comedy.
But I know, but everyone is terrible in it.
But yes, but we're supposed to, it's an indictment of class, so it's satire.
It is. Yes.
We're not supposed to care about anyone in that movie.
You're not. And you're not. And that is, I usually like
need to. Actually, you are supposed to care about Jake Baldwin's character.
Yeah, I guess you care about, you're supposed to care about him. He's kind of the only actual, but I liked it.
There are moments of it that are just laugh out. I felt like when I watched in the theater and I was the only one laughing at some moments, like when the guy couldn't pull back the shades.
No, that was funny.
There are moments of like where they're eating and or the girl's just pouring wine. I laughed out loud, like, and I was the only one in the theater
That tracks.
The movie is made for people like me.
No, it's your type of movie.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, but like I wouldn't watch it again I wouldn't.
So the three scenes, what everyone talks about are Jacob, he watches Jacob Elordi jerking off in the bath and he goes to, after Jacob Elordi has left, and licks the jizz out of the.
It's a poodle move. Would you drink Jacob Elordi's bathwater?
Hell yes, I would. I went, oh, okay. Okay. I'd be into it.
Then
the vampire scene.
I mean, when he said, I'm a vampire, and I went, oh God, this is why Jake had me watch this movie. Cause when he said that, did you just go in the theater?
Part of it was that I knew then and now he controlled her. And I thought that was.
But when he said the word, I'm a vampire.
Yeah.
Did you goosh on yourself or kind get of, an immediate erection?
Yeah. Kind of went, okay.
I mean, I had a pretty strong.
Went, okay.
I had a pretty strong reaction to that.
Yeah. And then the last thing with the grave.
And the grave fucking, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I was actually.
I'm like, all in a day.
I'm like, he's not going to dig him up and fuck him, is he? No. I don't want to see that. But after that, I was kind of like, yeah, I was like, it's already so bleak in him. I was like, why the fuck not?
And then the last scene of him dancing naked through the estate.
That was, to me, actually, as far as his like, it wasn't because he was naked and had the nice dick.
Yeah.
It was actually just. That was all done in a one shot.
Yep.
So that's a little film nerdy, but that's what, that was beautifully done. And just,
and the his song,
the song,
Sophie
but
Ellis
also
Bexter.
His complete,
you know, that's an old song, right?
What song?
Sophie Ellis, Murder on the Dance Floor.
No, I didn't know that song.
It's a very gay song.
It's so, that makes, I mean, they played Pet Shop Boys, Rent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
the
like,
song, the songs, like the songs are like, in this are not new songs.
Like I'm telling you, this woman either is raised by gay dads or just has gay, like the director is gay.
Well, I don't know. I think she understands the sensibility.
Yeah, it was great. But no, the freedom of him as an actor in that.
Yeah.
and how
incredible
committed he was for that. It was beautiful. It was actually that last scene. I was like, that's a moment of cinema right there.
There's also that moment where he's
literally
murdering her when she's in the bed and rips out that when he ripped out her tube, and I went, oh,
that I knew he was gonna kill her.
Well, yeah, but I didn't think it would be in that way.
Oh, that violent way. Yeah. I mean, I was like, ooh.
So you watched it going, yeah, I knew that. I
didn't do that. I just watched it. After he's already like eating out somebody on their, like talking with her blood all over her, I was like, okay, what's new? What's new? So you fucked the grave.
So you saw the movie and went,
No, I freaked out on the first two things. You can see the reaction on our TikTok.
Yeah.
And our reels. Those, like, I had a very, and the drinking the cum from the bathwater completely grossed me out.
I, the weirdest thing is it all, the everything that was set up, I just kind of went, oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's Saltburn.
I
highly recommend it.
I
don't suggest watching it with your parents like a lot of people did.
Oh, I suggest you do it.
What? No, you wouldn't watch that with your mother.
Just fuck with them.
You wouldn't watch that with your mother.
I would. I don't care.
You would watch that with your mother.
Yeah.
No,
I wouldn't by choice. My mother would hate that movie.
Yeah, she would.
She wouldn't like that, so it wouldn't make sense to her. But I understand why they made the choice of his friend, who was his first friend, kind of just disappeared.
Oh yeah.
But I was kind of like, I kind of wanted. I understand why they did what they did, but it almost like made me wonder, like, was that person even real? Was that like a voice in his head or something?
Well,
like,
no.
The way he just disappeared.
Oh, that's true. I think that was to make him, that was to set him up as the dramatic lead, the put upon lead.
Mm-hmm.
It was a smart move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But anyway, y'all, family film.
I don't think so.
Here's
Manson
the,
family film.
Here's the deal, y'all. A movie that's a poodle recommends is going to be fucked up.
And it's going to be freaky deaky.
It's going to be freaky deaky.
Poodle recommends.
But like, yeah, like you probably would give it 4 stars. For me, I'd give it like, I'd probably.
3.5.
Honestly, it was so well directed. Yeah, I would probably still give it 4 stars because it's just so. If you're a fan of film and don't even, if you don't love the story, if you're a fan of film and. It's just so beautifully done.
Yeah.
And then it's a female director. Like, it's just like she needs to be nominated for an Academy Award for directing for this.
Yes. I agree.
And if she's not, then that's fucked up.
And he's probably, she should definitely be nominated, Barry Keoghan.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because he's very, again, I'm not attracted to him at all.
Probably Rosamund Pike for Best Supporting, too.
They'll probably try to throw in her.
Yeah.
Her name for that.
Yeah.
And Jacob Elordi, he'll be fine.
he should just get prettiest boy at the Oscars.
Yeah, exactly. But it did make me want to watch Talented Mr. Ripley again, because I haven't seen that movie in forever.
It's a great film. I wish they followed more of the novel. The novel's even gayer.
I've actually never read it. I should read that.
It's fantastic. Clayton and Annalie.
Clayton and Annalie.
Annalie, it's 31 days.
Annalie, why can't you be true? Annalie, why can't you be true?
She's still pissed at him oversharing about their sex life.
She hates him.
Y'all, thank you for all sending me. And I don't know if he's listened to the podcast and he decided to do this just to troll me specifically. But did you see... You might have seen it in the Sissy Squad. He was making tamales and putting his tiny lily white baby hands in the tamale dough. And I got physically sick watching it. It was disgusting. His baby soft
white hands. Stop it with your phone.
No, well, it's what the people are. It's just okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great.
So, y'all, she says, I'm more conservative. You know that. It was uncomfortable. And just don't talk about this when I'm around.
And then she would, he does this thing. God, y'all, he makes every part of me shrivel up. Because he goes, after breakfast, he was like, I think I would have just slapped him. Just shoved him back in my hand. Y'all, if you do that to me and we're in a relationship, I'm not going to. If you go, kiss me, kiss me, kiss me, I'm gonna think about slapping you in the face.
It is funny. They're trying to talk. And she's like, you got something right there. Because she hates him. Even when he puts mayo on bread, she hates him.
I know.
Like, she does not want to be with him at all. I'm actually kind of done watching them. Because I'm like, why? You're clearly checked out of this relationship. And it's also, I'm going to say this. I don't care if they live with their mother. She's not into him. 59 days of being with somebody that you're going to marry and you've had sex before and you're not having sex, that's weird. I know it's her pacing, but that is weird. That is not normal. Something's wrong with that.
I think she is.
And that made me laugh a lot when that Chiron said that.
59 days without sex.
Yeah.
I think they're also, to me, this is all in the edit. I think they are going to surprise us. I think this couple's going to make it. I really do believe that.
I hope there's a lot in the edit that we missed.
But I'm just saying, I think they know, they enjoy making Clayton look like a fool. The production crew from this.
No, yeah, I think that.
And so anything they can do to further that and make her look aloof, not give a shit about him, because they always think that's funny. That idea of making fun of the man, all the fat husband, skinny wife,
king
sitcoms.
Of queens.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. This is an old trope. That's why I think the edit is making her look even worse. Like, and I think there's part of her that does like him. I think she is completely skeeved out, though.
Yeah, because I do watch it and I go, what does he love about her? Because she's doesn't ever seem kind or playful to him.
Oh,
doesn't it feel like she gives
in the first couple episodes there was a little bit
but
we haven't seen it since then.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying.
No, I think you're right.
The edit,
because I'm just like, what is she giving you, dude?
Yeah, so surprise, he's giving her Peruvian dance lessons.
Well, she doesn't know, but he goes with Cameron. That's what's cute. They're like taking dance
lessons.
That's
the lessons. Couple I want to see.
I know. Cameron,
actually,
and Clayton.
I don't want to see him sexual at all.
They take a little walk. San Diego is pretty. And so they're taking a little walk. And Cameron sits down. And he's like, look, I think it's not a great sign that you aren't having sex. And he said, and this whole not telling her dad thing. He's like, she's hiding you from her life.
Yeah.
And that's a red flag to me.
Help! Like, I'm in a secret relationship. Help!
And Clayton says, you know, I thought about, do I just tell him? But I'm not going to do that because that would, I know that that would be terrible. But he's not happy about it either.
I had a hard time focusing in this scene because of his short little legs with white socks. It was really hard.
Oh my God.
There's something about him every time I see him that I'm just like, I'm just repulsed.
Yeah, he doesn't bother me.
Yeah. And it has nothing to do with him personally. There's just a physical type, and how he talks and that kind of sound he makes.
He reminds you of somebody in your past. You just don't know it yet. Probably somebody in school or something like that. Somebody
gets
weird.
He literally gets on my every nerve. So y'all, he is wearing the straight man shirt uniform of an Under Armour.
Yes.
I texted Joey. That's what Joey Taranto from, because he was posted something he wanted an Under Armour shirt. I'm like, I called this the official uniform of straight male America. He's true. Like, oh my God, it's true.
It's very true.
Your husband's got Under Armour.
He does. He does.
So he's making a very special dinner and he's broaching the subject of her father. And she's like, well, why do we need to talk about this? And Clayton says, in 2.5 years, nothing that you say makes, nothing that you've said makes sense about your father and why I haven't heard about it. It's been 2.5 years.
Yeah. I will say, I agree with Cameron. I agree. I'm either they're keeping a lot out from the edit, but I think something that I don't love about her, and I think why they're not a match, is she withholds a lot.
Oh, yeah.
She has issues with showing emotion and just being vulnerable at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is not how Clayton works. And this fact that she's like, I agree. I would not, if you're getting married in like 30 days, I would tell him it's now or never. I'm not going to have you. We're not going to get married. And you're not telling your father. That's really fucked up.
I think she's extremely selfish.
I do too. I think she's very selfish.
Yeah.
And I think the problem is she's selfish and will never put him first. He will always put her first and not really, even though he talks about having sex, but he's like, he doesn't put himself first ever. And so they're actually, I think, a really bad pairing.
Agreed.
And I think that if they get married, she will walk all over him and control him.
Mm-hmm.
But he might not ever buck up.
I think that's exactly what'll happen. Yep. Mazel tov to him. I still think they're going to get married. I would believe them getting married over anybody else. I think Sam and Sheetra are definitely going to get married because they want to fuck each other. But you take them out, I think this couple has the best chance.
After me, it's Ashley Manuel.
Yeah, them too.
Over them to me. I could still see her backing out.
You still, Annalie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So y'all, she basically says, what if your father's gone? He's like, are you wishing for my father's death?
Like that, no. And that's like, I thought that was like gaslighting him a little bit.
The other thing is he's been on Twitter. Clayton has been very active on Twitter because, of course, he is. Incels love Twitter.
Yeah.
But he has been saying, don't believe a lot of what you see. And he's making fun of a lot of it.
Yeah.
So
he's got a funny sense of humor.
He does. And I think.
And he's defending her.
Yeah.
Online. So they're still together. They're primary. Yeah.
I think a lot of this is the edit.
I never thought about that. And I think you're right. I hope you're right.
And I think a lot of this is. I think he is playing up to it. Because I think Clayton, think what you want to about him.
Clayton.
He's a smart person.
Oh, yeah. I like Clayton. He doesn't skeeze me. I think he's funny. I think he's kind of, there's something endearing to me about him. I think he's a good guy. I like him.
Yeah, that's about right with your picker.
That's the show. That's the show, everybody. Sorry he's not licking cum from the bathwater and fucking a hole in the ground.
He's not. Boy, you know what? I would prefer that any day. Over.
Kiss me. All right, everybody. I got to go before I have a coughing fit. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you want to fuck Jonathan like we do.
Oh, you know what? I'd fuck in a hole in the ground for that.
You know, I'd fuck that corpse.
I'd lick that bathwater.
Uh-huh. I'd have that vampire scene.
Hey, yeah.
Call us, Jonathan.